Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mini Crush. Take two a dish.
extra frazzled a dish.
Yeah. So we recorded for, I don't know.
It was 7 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pure gold.
It was so good.
And just to recap, everyone, I lost my keys this morning. I had to take a lift to work. I don't lose things. I've had the same wallet for 27 years.
It's the one that snaps. It's like got a hole for a chain.
I'm really pissed off. Yeah, no. I think my daughter's responsible for it, so I'm mad at her. Noel doesn't lose things. He once lost his keys and found them in a roller bag.
Yep.
Handle compartment.
Recessed handle compartment. That's true.
And we're doing Halloween content all of October through mini crushes, through horror movie roundtables. Noel got out of jury duty. What else?
Well, I fucked up the first recording, Chuck. That's the big takeaway here. I had tracks queued up to your mic. So your mic exists for those first 7 minutes, which, you know.
It could have been a Ghost Noel episode.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll
just play the one half.
I didn't say anything.
It probably faintly picks up yours.
Oh, it does. And I didn't say anything of note. Your stuff is what mattered the most, Chuck. We can probably Frankenstein this together.
No.
But let's get right into horror Halloween social studies.
I feel like that was one other important thing we said that was...
Jury duty, chain wallet. Well, I said that the only person that's allowed to have a chain wallet is a biker if you're in like a proper gang.
That wasn't the important thing.
I thought it was. that was what I remember being important.
Oh, man, we are so frazzled now. Well, all right, time is short, though. Yeah. So let's just go right on and dive into social studies.
Yes, sir.
Social studies on Movie Crush.
This is all social studies all the time for these next two because I want to know what you guys think of horror movie content. The most terrifying scene of all time. I didn't think a lot about this, Noel, but I went with Scream. And if you'll indulge me, let me quickly tell my story again.
Please.
Scream is not the scariest movie ever, by any means. But when I saw that movie, it was when my brother was a general managing theater chains, and he would queue up movies late night that would come in that had not been released yet.
I bet that was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, your friends.
American Beauty, Magnolia. I have like a list of movies That's over so those cool. couple of years. That I saw like weeks ahead of time, alone usually, or with a friend. Mm-hmm. So I saw Scream with a friend late at night after the mall had closed. And that first scene and sequence with Drew Barrymore, concluding with the camera flying up to her, hanging dead in the tree, scared the shit out of me that night.
Yeah.
And walking alone through the mall with my friend.
Well, that's already scary.
Was scary,
too. That's already scary. I mean, have you seen the movie Chopping Mall?
I have not.
It's about killer robots, and it takes place in a mall after hours, which is already a really scary place because you know you shouldn't be there. You don't belong there, Chuck.
No.
But that scene is so well shot and well paced.
It was
and
great.
It's just so effective. And it does that whole like trope of the, you know, Janet Leigh in Psycho, where it's like she's the most famous person. She's obviously going to make it.
She's going to make
and
it.
And even when she gets stabbed, you're like, no way, no way. And then she's hanging from the tree. She's absolutely dead. And
that's the cold open. With her on the phone with her parents, like dying. It was all really, really well done.
Really, really good.
So I want to hear about yours from Audition.
Yeah, it's just really quickly. I mean, if you guys haven't seen Audition, slight spoilers, but that movie is so effective because it like it tricks you into this false sense of security where you think it's this one kind of movie, this sort of like romantic, almost melodrama about a guy whose wife has passed away and his sort of sleazy boss hooks him up with this dating service.
Oh boy, does it go wrong.
And it goes as wrong as it could possibly go. But the thing is, the guy is not actually the misogynistic kind of man that the woman who he ends up getting connected with is sort of like fighting back against, I guess, for lack of a better term. So he's sort of innocent.
Right.
But she ends up making him kind of the object of her hatred towards men, and she's been abused by horrible men in the past and all of that. And she ends up like the most brutal torture scene I've ever seen that just takes you by total surprise.
Yeah.
I won't go too much into it. I think you should check it out if you haven't seen
brutal.
It. But it's very brutal, and I had to walk out of the room the first time I saw it because it was mainly, not that I'm like a wimp, but I just was so taken aback by how far it went when I wasn't expecting that. It really, really did a number on me.
Also, we should bring back Wimp.
Wimp?
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, we remember the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies, you know, and books. Very popular.
All right, so I'm going to start off with firsties because I think they earned that, and I'm going to go – it happens to be an old pal, Caroline
Gaston.
What is
firsties?
That means the first person to post.
Oh, got it.
Caroline Gaston, old friend, says, growing up was the abduction scene in Fire in the Sky.
Who's in that?
That was
– is that the Quaidster?
No, it wasn't the Quaidster. No. Is that – you guys are down like that now?
Yeah, I call him the Quaidster. I call him Q.
She said, recent memory, the last 10 minutes of Hereditary. That whole movie scared me.
Yeah. No, it's very, very, very well done. Also well-paced and just absolutely gets in your head and kind of sticks with you kind of movie.
Yeah for sure.
Highly recommended.
Joel Krupe says, in television, that car scene in Haunting of Hill House. I don't know it. I don't want it to be spoiled because I might watch that this year.
Is that the TV show?
Yeah.
It's great.
He said there was a car scene in episode 8 that just scared the hell
out
of him.
There's a particularly creepy character that kind of pops up every now and then. I think that's what they're talking about. It's good. It's very well done.
Old friend Debbie Frangadaka says the scene in Event Horizon where they show a series of flashes of people being tortured on the other side.
Yeah, man.
Event Horizon had some scary parts,
dude,
for sure.
That movie messed me up again because of the expectations thing. Because from the trailers, you kind of thought it was just going to be like maybe a little bit of a creepy alien sci-fi type movie.
Yeah.
And it was full-on brutal body terror, you know.
Like space horror.
Space horror. Like, yeah. And I was very young when I saw that. The movie really messed me up, for sure.
Agreed. Agreed. Let me see here. Trish Lauterhaus Gilbreth, great name, says...
I knew a Lauterhaus once.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Lauterhaus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Trish... I've never seen the name before until this is the second time.
Trish says the Pale Man scene from Pan's Labyrinth, which I still haven't seen.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a whole...
It's just a good movie. It's beautiful. It's heartbreaking, but it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah. This one goes in a different direction. Old friend Allison Couch says The Sweet Hereafter when the school bus goes off the road. Yeah, that's terrifying, not in a horror movie way, but truly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Adam Egoyan.
That's the director?
Great. Yeah.
No, did not know it.
I was a big fan of his. I haven't seen him in a while. Rick Swain says the splitting scene in Bone Tomahawk, the most disturbing death scene I've seen in a movie.
I've heard about this. I've not seen it.
Oh, dude, Bone Tomahawk is so good.
Is it really?
It's great.
Is it kind of schlocky? Like,
No.
It's
awesome and weird.
Yeah.
And, like, a mashup of genres and, like, totally, totally creative.
I think that guy did one other thing that's supposed to be really good, too. I was talking to Casey Pegram about it, and he recommended another film of his. I'll get to
oh,
it
yeah?
in a sec, yeah.
Old friend Becca Liu says, not horror or suspense, but showing the brutality and reality of war, the beach landing scene in Saving Private Ryan.
Of course.
I agree, Noel.
Yeah. No, it's very...
There are many kinds of terrifying.
Absolutely, yeah.
Shannon Marie Nagy says Emily Blunt's birth scene in A Quiet Place was so tense. I was white knuckling in my seat. She got a lot of uplikes for that. Yeah, that was a tough. That was brutal. Especially if you've, I imagine if you've been through childbirth. And someone else commented, Megan Olney, when she stepped on the nail.
Woo! Yeah,
man, that was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Not perfect, but good.
No, it required you to suspend some disbelief a little bit. But I was fully on board with it.
Yeah,
I really did dig it. Then there's a second one that's coming out very soon.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see.
It left it open for that. It's not like a shoehorn thing. I can appreciate that.
Well, I mean, it's just going to be her and the kid. I mean, Krasinski. I guess we're going into spoiler territory.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it yet, pause it for a few minutes. He's dead.
Yeah, that's true. But he's directing, though, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's probably much more his speed.
He can probably, you know, I'm sure that he's going to be in flashbacks. Guarantee.
All right. Guarantee. Unpause, people. Unpause. Or wait. Pausing wouldn't have done anything, Noel.
Not really.
I'm not sure how that works.
You should skip 30 seconds.
How does the internet work?
How
do podcasts work?
By the way, the Bone Tomahawk guy did another film called Dragged Across Concrete that Casey said was excellent. His name was S. Craig Zoller. And this looks like a kind of a brutal gangster type picture with Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn.
Leave it to Casey.
Yeah.
To find the hidden gem underneath the gem.
For sure. And speaking of which, super excited about The Lighthouse. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Looks amazing.
Looks wonderful. Old friend Paul Wilder says, in The Descent, when they're panning the camera with the night vision around to try and see better, one of the creatures is just standing there. Yeah, man. The Descent was good.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up on that one.
Good creature feature.
Yeah. Sarah Stapleton says Silence of the Lambs. Clarice in the basement in the dark. Buffalo Bill putting his hand right in front of her face.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to beat that, man. I feel like that movie gets sort of taken for granted because it's such a classic.
Yeah.
But that was some scary shit.
People remember, you know, Anthony Hopkins' performance, but it's really the stuff with Buffalo Bill and that last scene where she's like in his house. That is so taut and just stressful as hell. It's so good.
And cross-cutting, the editing in that movie, just off the charts, Noel.
It's very good. Jonathan Demme, master.
Let me see here. Jody Sells Queen says, in Seven, when what the detective thinks is a body retches and coughs. Yeah, remember they think that body's dead.
That was the sloth guy?
I think so.
He was all shot up with drugs and atrophied and like crazy, you know. Like he was basically rotting on his bed because they had like, it was, you know, those little air fresheners.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree air fresheners hanging from the ceiling.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read this because it's funny to me. If you're not into politics, then don't listen. But Mel Golightly says, it's not a movie scene, but that commercial with Donald Trump eating a pizza starting from the crust. It's like watching a monster making an abomination. It's so wrong on many levels. Donald Trump himself and food crime all together.
Was it stuffed crust, though? Because that's okay. If it's stuffed crust, you can eat it from the crust first.
No.
What commercial was this? I don't know about this.
Punch you out of this room.
What? You don't like stuffed crust?
Well, A, stuffed crust is stupid.
It is stupid.
But B, no, you still don't eat it backwards.
But that was
you're
the whole
falling for the
that
whole
was
dumb
that was
thing.
The gimmick, man. That was come on.
And you're falling for that? A new way to eat pizza?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so mad at you.
I'm sorry.
You have my keys.
I probably do. I probably do.
Old friend Don Morris is the original Poltergeist. When that fucking clown doll pops up behind Robbie, drags him under the bed.
That's the only moment people remember from that movie. That's not true. There's like a lot of good moments, but that's a pretty crucial jump scare type moment.
Yeah, that's a classic. Don't go into the light. No.
I watched it with Eden, my kid, and is that the first time I've ever said her name on the show? Her name's Eden. She liked it, did not find it particularly scary.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we watched the other night, we watched Child's Play, the original.
Okay, so you're getting into this stuff with her now.
Well, it is rated R, but she knows all these words, and, like, she just knows that it's not okay to say it. Like, I'm not worried about that. And I realized that Child's Play is only rated R because of bad language.
Yeah.
Like, the gore, quote-unquote, that's in it.
It's not bad.
It would be on ABC today. Like it's comical. And the little kid, way creepier than the doll.
Yeah.
He keeps being like, Chucky, I love you. I like hugs.
I didn't see any of those.
Oh, they're so
didn't
bad.
Didn't see a single Child's Play movie.
It's Brad Dourif, though, who plays the killer. Mm-hmm. He's alive as a human in the first scene. He's running from the cops, and he does this witchy incantation that causes the toy store to explode.
Oh,
and it's Chris Sarandon. Chris Sarandon plays the cop who's chasing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this witch doctor friend who taught him this incantation, and he transmogrifies his body into Chucky, and it's really bad, like painted on film. Lightning bolt comes through the ceiling, and then it explodes, and all the dolls go everywhere. It's a great.
And then he becomes
Chucky
through the witch doctor,
and ends up in the hands of a homeless guy who sells it to a down on her luck mom, you know, who's trying to make ends meet at the department store.
Sure,
it's her kid's birthday, and she can't afford the good guy doll, which is the Chucky doll.
Gotcha.
And so she buys it off this homeless guy. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's the one with his name's like Charles Earl Ray or something like that, or that's the killer's name.
Well, James Earl Ray.
Well,
did they steal that? Or
it, no, it's no, it is something Earl Ray.
Oh, really?
I swear to God, it is. It definitely is. But yeah, and then it's Brad Dourif is the voice from then on. It's a hilarious movie.
I gotta see it, man.
It's so funny.
By the way, speaking of cursing, my daughter the other day something happened that she didn't like, and she went, "Oh, damns."
That's cute.
And I said, "Oh, damns," and she went, "Yeah." And I said, "You know what that means?" And she was like, "Yeah, you say that when something." I mean, she used it correctly. She explained it correctly. Something
I was
goes
displeased.
Wrong or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, "Well, you're right." I said, "But let's not say that word at school or in front of your grand."
Yes.
I'm going to have the talk with her at some point that I don't care.
I don't care.
Words,
I don't,
to me, it's just dumb.
I agree.
I've never thought that cursing was a big deal.
For me, it's just kind of an attitude thing. Like, I don't want my 10-year-old, you know, effing up a storm. Because it's just, to me, it's just sort of like, you use it as, you know, pepper it in for fun. But definitely, I don't want it to be like a show-offy thing. I feel like that's how kids do it. I feel like that's how kids do it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Is it wrong that I really don't care?
No, it's not wrong. For me, it's just, it's a slippery slope. Because if you don't care at home, very easily that can slide
through
at school.
Well, it's going to be disrupt. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Some other parent's going to be mad at me because she's going to teach kids at school. And it's a slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope.
but I don't.
And a lot of parents are obnoxious prudes, and you don't want to catch their wrath.
No.
Because it'll happen.
Mm-mm. Old friend David Mills, scene from Training Day, where they're about to blow Ethan Hawke's head off. It's so intense and scary. All right. I like that there's some non-horror in here. Stephen Ulls, that's your friend, right?
Yules.
Mm-hmm. And we say that every time.
It's true. He is my friend.
The girls in The Shining, relentless and creepy in a very specific way.
It's true. And they keep popping up, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, they're in the movie a little
bit. A couple times?
Enough.
What do you think about Dr. Sleep? How are you feeling about that?
I don't know. I mean, I'll see it.
Did you see the trailer, though? They cross-cut and use a lot of footage from the old movie.
I mean, it looked cool.
And it's got that that Wendy Carlos score.
I won't.
Walter Carlos.
I won't see that in the theater.
Wendy Carlos. Really? You won't see it in the theater? Why?
Not enough time.
Well, that's fair. But it does look like it'd be a
fun. There are much more. There are quite a few other movies I'd rather see in the theater.
That's a good point. I mean, you got to pick and choose.
Got to do Joker. Got to do Lighthouse. Got to do Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few more. So yeah, Dr. Sleep's gonna have to wait for me.
I agree.
Gail Kuntz, our old friend, that Danger Oven. I gotta ask her why the hell she did that.
Wait, what?
Gail Kuntz, one of our old pals.
Yeah.
And in real life, someone I've gotten to know, and her husband, and they're both great. She at some point changed her Facebook profile to a middle name of Danger Oven, and I don't know what that means.
There must be a story there.
I know, but come on, Kuntz.
Let us know. Make us part of the joke.
She says the scene in Exorcist 3, I'm not going to say which one, but I think anyone who has seen the movie knows what I'm talking about.
Exorcist 3?
That's what she says.
Which one is that?
Is
she a grown in that one? Or she's already grown by two, I believe, right?
The Heretic. I think that was
the
two,
Heretic. Okay.
I didn't see the sequels.
I saw one of them. There's one where she's like walking on a roof and she's like in a trance kind of and almost jumps off the roof. And I do remember the name of the demon is Pazuzu.
I don't think she was even in Exorcist 3.
I don't think she was either. I think she was in 2.
Yeah.
And she was like
it was
like,
Brad Dourif, of course.
Aha.
And George C. Scott.
Wow.
Yeah. This is different. This is the Gemini killer who was executed and comes back or something.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, they're just banking on the Exorcist name.
They must
at that point.
Be, yeah.
But I'm going to check it out if the Danger Oven recommends it.
Yeah.
Old friend Barry King, Raptors in the Kitchen, Jurassic Park.
It's just so well done. And it holds up, man. The CGI does not look that dated.
No, it's pretty good.
I've watched it recently, and I was shocked at how
looks pretty damn
everything
good.
Looks very – because they do a nice mix of CGI and practicals. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the practicals look faker than the CGI.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Old friend Clement Scott says the clown from The Terrifier.
I know that movie. Yeah, it's just a really gross, schlocky clown slasher movie. He does some – like it's like a torture porn kind of thing.
Gotcha.
It is pretty fucked up. I it's one of those movies where I wasn't going to see through the whole thing, but I scrolled through it just to see some of the kill scenes, you know?
Sure.
And it gets pretty nasty.
Gross.
Yeah.
Let's finish it up here with old pal Megan Carroll, the final scene of Blair Witch. The guy standing in the corner and you hear the woman scream. Yeah, that movie scared me. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I have never been one of the ones that found that as scary as everyone. I was always like, that? It was really, that's it? He's just standing in the corner?
Did you see it in the theater like when it came
out and
stuff?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean, I get it. I get that it's like, you know.
Because part of it to me was being there with the full theater.
Absolutely.
And all
absolutely.
The buzz and all that stuff.
No, for sure. But it was one of these things where I get that it's subtle and then it's about what you don't see and all that. But like, and did you see the remake or the reboot recently?
No.
Where I think they do show the Blair Witch and it's like a weird spider monster woman creature or something
is.
Like that.
And she had 8 rows of teeth. And
I think so. And it did not.
It's herky jerky and crab crawls.
Uh-huh.
All the tropes,
no. Yeah, no, it's bad. It's like that. It's all that stuff that was started with like those Japanese ghost movies that kind of came to the States, like The Grudge and The Ring and all that stuff.
I get it. It's easy to forget, too, when Blair Witch came out and the found footage thing was so brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It was very – it's been so overdone.
A lot of people genuinely did think it was a thing.
Yeah.
They thought it was a real
I didn't think that movie. Was true, but when I found the website early on before the movie that like kind of teased it all out, and I thought that was real.
So they didn't have like some like kind of – it was almost an interactive kind of thing where it had different pieces and you could kind of like explore it a little bit.
And I thought fully that I remember me and my buddy Scotty, who's been on the show, we found this website and we were like, what the fuck is this, man?
Have you seen the Donald Trump pee tape? It's all over the internet, dude. It's a fake. It's a deep fake. But it was on CNN, and it's like, it's pretty funny.
Oh, God.
Somebody made one that's pretty convincing looking. But do you know about the deep fake thing? Have you seen any of these videos?
Yeah, we did a whole episode on
it's
that.
It's so interesting. We're going to do one on stuff I don't want you to know. But that's scary. Talk about scary shit. Like the future of like news.
Yeah.
You're going to have to like have like a certified, like this is original, you know,
maybe.
Footage. I don't know.
All right. We're going to move on to another social studies. I went with most terrifying movie character of all time. We're going to keep the hits going here with Austin R. Debsky. The vampire Nosferatu, still terrifying. Old friend Malika Bakaliu says, the little girl in the ring. Sure.
Really, really effective. And the American, that's one of the rare cases where the American, I think, was way better than the Japanese.
Yeah. We get Anton Chigurh from No Country from Nick Prinzing.
Yep.
Not a horror movie, but certainly terrifying. Noel, this is right up your alley. Old pal Rick Swain says Dolores Umbridge in a movie called Harry Potter, Potter, and the Order
Harry Pewter?
And the Order of the Phoenix.
Yes. The Phalanx. Yeah. The Thalamus.
Dolores Umbridge, scary?
I don't remember that character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
I know I'm supposed to be the resident HP expert.
That's right. Old pal Krista Scott says Faye Dunaway and Mommy Dearest. Who let me watch that as a child?
Is that the No Wire Hangers one?
Yeah, man. She was terrifying.
Yeah.
That was I mean, if you're a kid and you see that movie, it's really scary.
I'm sure.
Oldest of friends, Rebecca Robe. How you doing, Rebecca? She says, the demon in Fallen. The Denzel Washington flick.
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember that movie.
Totally.
I don't remember what the demon looked like, though. Was he a spooky demon?
I think it was the kind of deal where you don't really see, she says not being able to put a face to, or more frighteningly, every face to something. So, yeah, I think that was like a shape-shifting thing.
Isn't it that dude from Oz that plays the bad guy, the serial killer?
I don't remember.
What's that guy, Chris something?
I don't know. Damien from The Omen from Elizabeth Wolf. Old pal Austin Handler says the xenomorph from Alien. I don't know if I've ever been more scared of something in a movie before. Yeah. Pennywise, Michael Ormond. The drain he comes out of in the original looks like the locker room from my high school.
Was the locker room in your high school made of clay? That scene does not hold up, my friends. Oh, dude, he comes out of the ground, and it looks like literally like it was made of like Play-Doh, like
really?
Gray Play-Doh. I watched it with Eden, and like she laughed the whole way through. And that movie scared the crap out of me when I was her age.
Yeah.
And she just is like, it doesn't hold up, man. Kids these days are used to
days.
They're used to such a high production value, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing gets past them. She laughed.
That's true.
Yeah.
Paul Morris, old pal, says Tim Curry in Legend. Is a close second to Donald Trump in Home Alone 2.
That's funny. He just tells him where the lobby is. He's actually kind of helpful.
No.
What?
I've never seen that movie.
You haven't seen Home Alone 2?
I never saw
Lost in New York?
I don't know why. I love the original.
It's good. It's one of the rare, like, it doesn't feel like a cash grab. It's still a fun Christmas movie. It's all in New York. It's nice. It's a good movie.
All right.
Yeah.
Jake Hale, old friend, says, does The Thing count? Sure.
Of course.
Absolutely, because, I mean, yeah, that's another kind of terrifying. Chris Raymond Cisneros Jr. says, the pink aliens from Fire in the Sky. I remember being scared to go anywhere alone at night.
People keep talking about this Fire in the Sky. I've never seen it.
It's good. You should totally see it because it's alien abduction.
The
it's the true story. I think it's is it D.B. Sweeney?
It is D.B. Sweeney. I don't know who that is. I never heard of D.B. Sweeney.
Old friend in real life, Leah Mitchell, says, I won't even type his name because I'm so scared of him. He likes to visit teenagers on Elm Street, though.
Yeah.
She can't type out Freddy Krueger.
Oh, that last scene where the little kids are jumping rope in slow motion and singing the little song,
One, two,
Freddy's coming for you. And then the hand comes out of the window and pulls her through.
Yeah, dude. That was a good movie.
But that's like one of the worst special effects of all time.
Oh,
you can
sure.
totally tell it's like a dummy legs.
Well, but a lot of that movie does not hold up at all.
But when I was a kid, totally scared the crap out of me.
It's because we had imaginations, Noel.
That's also true,
Chuck. We didn't rely on
very true.
CGI trickery.
I know.
These lazy-ass kids.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And also, how dare you? Mandy Aiken says, Large Marge still gets me every time. That's funny.
It's a good sequence.
Lisa Paluzzi says, Kevin Spacey's character in Seven. Yeah? For sure?
We don't talk about Kevin Spacey anymore.
Yeah.
He's dead to us.
He's dead to us.
It's great. A great, great role, though. God, it's good. And it's nice because he's only in it for like a little bit.
Yeah, he was terrifying, though.
Very, very good.
Old pal Greta Koning says, Reagan from The Exorcist, I just can't with her face after she gets possessed.
In my mind, I had like Ronald Reagan in The Exorcist pop into my head, you know? That would have been terrifying, too. What if she was possessed by Ronald Reagan? That would have been a thing.
Old friend Kurt Caster says, first thought was Freddy Krueger, but I'm going to have to go with Leatherface since Freddy Krueger was kind of made into a joke eventually.
Yeah, it's true. Leatherface is just unhinged and just gross and like everything that's evil and scary and you don't understand. I love that.
Another vote for Leatherface from Duffy Johnson, top fan. Nick Kelly says, in Duel, the semi driver, never see him, never learn why. Old pal Gemma Marie, Rosemary's Baby, literally the damn baby. Let's do a couple of more here. Jenna Moody says, The Fourth Kind effed me right up. I don't know that movie.
Is that like one more than The Third Kind?
Well, sure.
Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind?
Yeah, there is a Fourth Kind on the scale of the alien scale or whatever. There's
Mia Jovovich.
I don't know that movie. I'm going to have to check that out. Because I see a couple of other people have mentioned that. I'm all for being scared.
Me too.
Robert Denham also says Large Marge. Michael Monet, Michael Myers, hands down. Yeah, I mean, Michael Myers is one of the great terrifying movie characters of all time.
Yeah.
The Shape, I think.
Yeah, they call him The Shape.
Isn't that what he's called?
Yeah, I only found that out really recently, and I was confused, but I get it. He is like a soulless, hulking, unstoppable force. He's not even really a person, you know? I love that.
Let's see here. This is a good left turn that I agree with wholeheartedly. Michael Kleinhines says, Dennis Hopper as Frank Booth in Blue Velvet.
So fucking good.
So terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
Like real life terrifying.
You don't know what he's going to do. Like when he's like huffing that gas, you know? Man. He's just a completely loose cannon, you know?
Get out of the car, fuck! Man, such a good movie.
Oh my God.
Let's do a couple of more of these. Hannibal Lecter, No Doubt. That is from Angela Martin Cluck. Great name, Ms. Cluck. Another vote for Leatherface from Charles Ogan. Scott Lawton comes at us with Candyman. Yeah, Candyman was pretty scary.
It really was. I heard Jordan Peele's going to do a new Candyman.
I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
Give Jordan Peele all the money to do whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants.
Totally agree. Let me see here. Naomi Hartman Gerheim says, Ralph Fiennes in Red Dragon. Yeah, he was pretty scary in there. Frances Dolarhyde, and she also mentions Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter. All right.
I don't even know this guy. I really don't know this character.
The woman in room 237, that's from old friend Caleb J. Wyatt. Oh, yeah. And The Shining, the old lady.
Ooh. Of course.
Goodness me. And then a lot of votes from for Pennywise. Maggie Burns, the Tim Curry one. Mark Villopando, great name. Says Pennywise.
I'm telling you guys, you're just remembering it from your childhood. It's not scary. I promise you. Go back and watch it. You will be shocked.
All right, we're going to finish up here with two more because these are both very much true. Matt Hosley says Robert Blake in Lost Highway. He's in only one scene. Do you remember that? Did you see Lost Highway?
He calls himself?
Yes.
Yeah.
David Lynch can really fuck with your brain.
He's one of my favorites.
He's one of the best.
He's one of my favorites.
And then finally, Rob Esposito. One of the all-time great scary movie characters, Annie Wilkes from Misery. Totes, totes, totes. All right, Noel, we're going to finish up real quick with a stream this. Because I have been watching the show Unbelievable. Have you seen it? You know it?
No, I don't.
Know of it?
No, not at all.
This is on...
Yes, I'm sorry. It looks like Waking Life, and it's animated like the BoJack Horseman. What's that one called? That's called Undone? It's Un-something.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the BoJack Horseman guy has an animated show that's like got Bob Odenkirk in it, and it's apparently like a existential, weird, kind of psychedelic kind of thing. But
gotcha.
Please continue.
Well, that is not what I'm talking
That'll
about.
That'll be my recommendation.
Okay. Well, I think you just did it.
I think I did.
On Netflix, the show Unbelievable. Program creator is Susanna Grant. It is an 8-episode jam. I think that is all that's going to happen. And it is being called the most feminist true crime show on TV. It stars Toni Collette and
I love her
Merritt
so much.
Weaver, who I love, Merritt Weaver, and a couple of young actors. Great actor named Danielle McDonald, who was in the movie Patty Cakes. Did you see that?
Isn't that
yeah, about the young girl
yeah,
who's
we,
a rapper?
Rapper, we talked about that. Yeah,
she was in
that.
Patty Cakes. She's in this movie, and the mom in Patty Cakes is also in this movie. And her name is Bridget Everett. She's great in it too. But the real star of this, I mean, Toni Collette and Merritt Weaver are great, but the true star of this is this young actress named Caitlin Dever. Boy, is she good! And it's one of these things where she is so like. It's a brutal story about this true series of rapes mm-hmm. from a serial rapist, mm-hmm. and she is the first victim. And so they're telling it in two different timelines, from 2008 and then in 2011 when these investigators are on the case. So her 2008 timeline is just so, you know, she's a foster kid in the system since she was a kid, so it's already depressing. And boy, is she good. You just want, like, to rescue, jump through the TV and rescue this character. But you know it's a true story, so you know there's nothing like, you know, they're not going to kowtow to anyone
right.
by making something up. You just have to go with the flow of what really happened.
Yeah, so it's like a miniseries, like eight and done.
Yeah, it's a limited, yeah. mm-hmm. it's all finished. But just couldn't recommend it enough. It's tough stuff. Certainly trigger warnings all over the place because it is about a serial rapist, obviously. But if you can get through it, it's really well done. And very much a feminist true crime series.
Nice.
Because the detectives were women and a lot of their staff were women that were working on this. And the whole show really, like, one of the main things that drives home is the system and the way rapes are investigated and how hard it is to see something through like that and to get the subpoenas and the warrants and just how fucked up the system is.
Is this like it takes place in the past? Like it's really...
2011 is the more recent timeline.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So, and 2008 is the previous timeline.
So not that far removed.
Not that far removed, man. Really, really good stuff. Highly recommended. Unbelievable on Netflix. And that's all I have, Noel. We have to record another one of these in 3, 2, 1.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.